Good evening, brothers and sisters.
这是大家都很熟悉的一个故事。
I think it's a very familiar story to all of you.
我想我们很多人知道，好像都这样学了好多遍。
And I think many of us have heard of it many times.
神首先创造了第一个男人亚当。
God first made the man Adam.
接着便从他肋骨又创造了这个夏娃。
And then he took one of his ribs and made Eve.
便由他们组成了这个人类第一个婚姻和家庭。
And through it, they started the very first marriage, and the first family in human history.
这个小家庭刚组成以后，我觉得刚开始还是有一段美好的生活。
After the establishment of this family, I think they have a very happy time together.
创世纪在二章十五节告诉他们的工作是看守伊甸园。
In Genesis 2:13, it tells us that the development tells us that the job was to look after the garden of Eden.
我想那个时候他的工作肯定是一个很好、很轻松的工作。
I think it must be a wonderful job.
对，虽然这个提到十章谈论这个看守让他们修理。
Although in 2:13 it says work it and take care of it.
但是我们知道，就是说，人之所以汗流满面、才得虎口，是在他们犯罪以后。
Pain and toil and sweat only comes after Adam and Eve sin.
其实，在那个时候开始，只有他们两个人，所以也没有什么小偷，也没有可以开始的事。
Because at that time there was only two of them, so there was no thieves and no robbers, and so they have nothing to do.
伊甸园各种的水果，除了这个善树的。水果以外，他们都可以吃。
They can eat all kinds of fruit apart from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
还有各种各样的动物。
And there are all kinds of animals.
我想他们在晚饭以后，夫妻两个还可以就是手拉手在一点点散步。
And they can after dinner they can have a walk in the garden together.
对，我看到我们就是住在 North East， 我们在晚上有很多这个夫妇两个都在那散步。
And we know that in the movies I saw a lot of couples having a walk after dinner.
但是我觉得他们伊甸园对我们这个第三个这个地方的发展更好。
I believe in the Garden of Eden, the scenery must be more beautiful than what we have here in Ithaca.
你想他们在散步的时候，路边有这个各种各样的动物。
You can imagine that when they were walking.There were all kinds of animals running around.
树上还有各种飞鸟。
There are all kinds of birds on the trees.
这是多么美好的一个诗情画意的生活。
How wonderful is this kind of life?
但是我们知道，人给了我们自由意志，以后呢，我们人就生在腹中不知福。
But we know that after God gave us the freedom to choose, humans become greedy and insatiable.
这山看见那山高。
We always want better and better things for ourselves.
我记得二十多年前我刚从美国来到刚从中国到美国来读书。
I still remember the time when I first come to America from China 20 years ago.
对，刚到这个伊萨卡以后就发现，这边这个真是不一样，另一个世界。
When I first come to America, I thought that this is a totally different world.
到处都是绿油的树木和草坪。
It's very green, the trees everywhere.
空气也新鲜，天也蓝。
The air is fresh, the sky is blue.
还有这个湖，还有瀑布。
And then there are all the lakes and the gorges.
就常常有一种这个非常喜悦和兴奋的这个心情。
And I always felt excited about it.
但是过了几年就慢慢就不一样了。
But then after a few years, the excitement went.
这个那边雪下太多了。
And then after a few years, I thought, oh, it's.
冬天又太长了。
And then the winter was too long.
这种新鲜感就慢慢的消失了。
And then, There was no excitement anymore.
过几年就想换个地方。
And then I started to think about moving away.
我想伊甸园和梅萨克比肯定是不是好多少倍。
I believe the Garden of Eden must be like thousand times better than Ithaca.
我想这个亚当夏娃可能也是过了一段就过腻了。
So perhaps Adam and Eve get bored after a while.
可能也是太过于清闲了。
Or maybe they have too much free time.
又想寻找一些这个刺激。
So they wanted some new excitement.
就像做这个没有做过的事情。
And you want to try something new.
就要吃没有吃过的东西。
Or eat something that they haven't eaten before.
这就给这个魔鬼有这个可乘之机。
And this gave the devil a chance.
所以有时看，我觉得我们有时候还是忙一点才对。
So I think sometimes we should be busier.
常常有一些弟兄姐妹说，最近我特别忙。
And I always heard from brothers and sisters the conversation about that they are being busy.
工作方面的加强的还有教会的真是忙得不可开交。
They are busy with work, with family, with the ministries.
看来我们看来忙总比父母要好。
But in my opinion, I think it's better to be busy than have nothing to do.
因为一个常常旷野的基督徒是热心的基督徒。
There's no mature Christian who have nothing to do.
也没有一个说他的旷野的这个仆人是被神所动用的。
And there's no effective servant of God who is not busy.
所以忙呢是件好事，我们感谢神给我们有工作可以做。
So it's good to be busy, and we should be thankful that God gives us something to do.
我想这个夏娃失败的这个原因很多，其中一个原因可能就是因为这个旷野是旷野给这魔鬼有可乘之机。
I think there are many reasons for Eve's failure, but one of them is that she has nothing to do at the time.
她经不起诱惑，吃到这个善恶树上的果子。
She cannot stand the temptation and ate it from the tree of knowledge.
因为自己吃了，也让亚当一起吃。
And she gave it to Adam to eat too.
结果违背了神的旨意。
And then and in the end, it is obeyed God.
所以犯了罪就与神隔绝。
The sin and became separated from God.
我们知道罪的公价就是死，所以他就把死亡带给人类。
We know that the wage of sin is death, and so the acts bring death to mankind.
所以今天就让我们回到这个大家都说熟悉的这个人类第一个婚姻和家庭，能够温故知新。
So let's now go back to man's very first marriage.
就思想神的心意。
To try to understand God's word.
我们应该吸取教训，引以为戒。
And then and also to learn the lesson from it.
帮助我们的婚姻、家庭和生活。
To have a marriage and family life.
那么有哪一些这个教训，有哪些功课可以学习呢？
So what are the lessons?
我想有很多，我们就主要举三点。
But I summarize them into three main points.
第一个就是要学的，就是要遵守神的诫命，不要离开神的道。
The very first one is obey God's command and do not deviate from it.
神的话语是人的生命的准则。
God's words are man's rules of life.
你偏离了神的话，就偏离了神的真理和生命。
Deviating from God's word is deviating from God's truth and life.
所以魔鬼引诱夏娃之前呢，他首先检查这个夏娃对神话语的认识。
Before the devil comes he tries to test the understanding of Eve's on the word of God.
蛇对女人说。神其实真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
The serpent said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?
夏娃对神话语的不坚定，所以就立刻呢掉进了魔鬼的网络。
He wasn't sure about God's command and fell into the trap of the devil.
这个创世纪刚才我们读的二章十六节呢，是神所说神的原话。
In Genesis. Chapter 2, verse 16, it was God's original command.
三章二节呢是夏娃重复神的话。
In chapter 3, verse 2, it's Eve's.
如果我们把这两个话作为比较，我们就会看见，就是夏娃呢，他就省掉了这个神所说的这个有各样和随意的四个字。
If we compare God's original command in Eve's version, we can find the people who did the word you are free.
他并且把这个神所说分别善恶树上的果子改为说园当中那个树上的果子。
And in the second sentence, he changed the tree of knowledge of good and evil to the tree that is in the middle of the garden.
他也被增加了一个也不可摸。
And then he added, you must not touch it.
并且把神说这个严重后果，就是因你吃的日子必定死，减轻了，就改为就是免得你们死。
He also changed the consequence of disobeying God's command from you will surely die to you will die or you will die.
这个必定死呢是一个铁定的后果。
You will surely die is a certainty.
这个免得你们死呢，就好像就是你觉得好像，如果你要向神再重新祈求再说明的话，可能谁会最后能够免你们死
？Or you will die is less certain and perhaps you think if they explain it already, why you did it.
为什么夏娃她能够随意加添神所设立的戒呢？
So why did he modify God's command?
因为夏娃她这个忽视了神所赐话语的丰富。
Because he overlooked God's abundant provision.
她没有把神的话牢牢地记在心里。
And did not treasure God's word in
it. 也没有认真琢磨思考神话语的意义。
And she did not meditate and think carefully about what God told her.
如果他仔细的来研究神所说的说，因为你吃的日子必定死这句话。
If he remembered carefully, what God said about for when you eat of it, you will surely die.
这就让马窦从心里来认识到这个你吃的日子就必定死。
Then she will know in her heart that this is a certain thing.
所以他就不会说出这种话了。
Then she would not want my God's command like that.
所以这告诉我们说神的话是不能妥协的。
So this tells us that there's no compromising God's word.
在今天很多人都不再相信这个绝对的真理。
Nowadays a lot of people do not believe that there's any absolute truth anymore.
认为什么事情呢都是相对的。
They think that everything was
separate. 要依靠这个当事人的感觉来做判断。
It really depends on the situation and the man's feelings.
我想这也是当今这个世界这个风气下降的原因。
I think this is one of the reasons why the world's whole morals is going downhill.
我也常常有听到有些人说圣经都是几千年前写的。
I always heard people say the Bible was written 7,000 years ago.
可能适合当时的环境，当时社会的发展。
It was suitable for the world at that time.
现在这个社会发展了，时代也不同了。
But now the society has changed and the times are different.
那个时候是靠人来走步的，现在我们都有飞机了，对吧？
The world was developed at the time. Were there any airplanes?
那个时候有电脑没有？
Were there any computers?
所以那个时候一些观点就不一定适合今天社会。
So there were those new points that might not be suitable for what we have today.
我们知道在圣经在提摩太后书三章十六节说。
We know that in the Bible, in the second Timothy chapter 3:16,
上下都是神所默示的，与教训、堵责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这神的话永远不会过时。
God's word will never grow outdated.
在几千年前，那个夏娃骗了神的话语，堕落犯罪。
Several thousand years ago, he deviated from God's word, and she sinned and fell.
如果今天我们偏离神的话语，我们照样会堕落犯罪。
And if we today deviate from God's word, we're also sinful.
我们就以美国这个国家为例。
Take America as an example.
当这个国家当这个国家人不再像他们先辈那样这个敬虔神、遵照神话的时候
，When the people do not respect God like their fathers and obey God's word wholeheartedly,
那么这个社会的问题呢就越来越多。
There are more and more problems in this society.
我们可以看一下这个毒品泛滥。
We can see that there's proliferation of drugs.
性犯罪率这个低龄化。
And also, the increasingly young age of the criminals committing sex crimes.
最近这几年，我们知道校园里边的枪杀好像是连连发生。
And we also quite a many shooting incidents in schools.
婚前同居好像就成为这个社会风气。
Living together before marriage is the social norm.
离婚率也好像也高达接近了50%。
And the divorce rate is getting close to 50%.
所以说我们一定不要掉以轻心，要遵守神的诫命，不要离开神的道。
Therefore, we have to be very careful following God's word and do not deviate from His command.
所以我们要做到这一点呢，首先就是要学习神的话语。
Therefore, we first have to study God's word.
因为信道是从听道来的，听道是从神的话语来的。
The faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
我们要首先清楚神的诫命，我们才能遵守神的诫命。
We have to know God's command before we can follow them.
我们首先要明白神的道，我们才能离开神的道。
We have to understand His commands so that we can before we can follow them.
所以我们不仅要参加这个主日崇拜，我们还要参加这个教会的查经班，还要参加这个教会的读经运动。如果有可能的话，还要尽量参加我们教会的这个主日学。
Therefore, we should attend the Sunday service, listen to God's word, and also participate in the Bible reading book and.
但这个还不够，我们不仅要学习神的话语，我们还要这个思考神的话语。
But of course, this is not enough. Not only do we have to study God's word, we also need to meditate upon it.
我们就像我们吃饭一样，我们不是说囫囵吞枣，我们最后还要消化吸收。
It's like eating. We are not just putting the food into our mouth. We have to digest it as well.
那怎么样能够让神的话进入到我们心里边呢？
How can we meditate upon God's word and let it enter our heart?
这个在回答这个问题之前，我首先要说一件事情。
Before answering this question, let me tell you a story.
我想我们这里边的很多弟兄都和我也都很关心这个国家大事。
I know a lot of brothers in the church are interested in the current affairs of the world.
可能会打开这个雅虎新闻，每天都看一下。
So they would probably browse the news website like Yahoo News every day.
能够知道像这个每天美国和世界所发生的一些事情。
So they know what happens in the world in that day.
如果你打开雅虎的，你偶然会发现上面说的某某人这个什么今天是过世了。
And suddenly, look at the front page of Yahoo, you can see that the news report the death of some people.
如果其实芒格雅虎当了，可能也是比较有名的人。
And、usually, those people are famous people.
但是我从来没记不住他们的名字。
But usually, I cannot remember the names of those people.
因为你和我没有什么关系。
Because they have nothing to do with me.
但是去年二月大概十一日当了一个雅虎新闻呢，就引起了我的注意。
But Dr. Breeder was a commentary in Yahoo that captured my attention.
他说的就是说这个叫 stem cell cloning expert Jerry Young died at 49.
So the title says stem cell cloning expert Jerry Young died at 49.
就是这个克隆牛的一个专家叫杨向庄，他在四十九岁呢过世了。
He was a coding expert and he died at the age of 49.
为什么呢？
So why did
it happen? 但是我看了以后就引起了我的这个深思，并且还就想了很多。
I read about the medicine, keep on medicine for
him. 因为他当时是和我一起在康奈尔学生的同学。
Because he was my classmate when I was in the studying at Cornell.
我们在三年常常在一起，有许多的活动他毕业以后我们还有联系。
So we were in the same department for 3 years, and there were many interactions, and we also maintained contact after graduation.
他在康州大学，大概就是 UConn, 在1999年克隆了美国第一个女。
In 1990, has that from the very first cow in the U.S.
我记得以前讲过，好像就是说当时为家宝访问。美国的时候他可以打电话，可以和魏家宝来见面。
And I still remember that when the Premier of China visited the U.S., Jerry Yang actually had access to him.
所以我说这个就是这意思，要说明一个问题。
I use this example to illustrate one thing.
就说一件事情，如果你和你自己能够联系起来呢，就完全不一样。
The same event.Might have very different effects on different people, but if you can connect it to yourself, then the effect will be different.
学神的话语也是一样，如果你能把神的话语和你自己的生活能够联系起来，我觉得也效果也就不一样。
So studying God's word is also the same. If you can connect God's word to your own life, then it will be totally different.
所以我想我们读圣经的话，我们读一段话，我们应该问两个问题。
So therefore, whenever we read a passage in the Bible, we should ask ourselves two questions.
第一个就是神为什么要说这段话？
The first one is, why does God say this?
第二个问题就是说，这段话和我自己有什么关系？
The second question is, what does this passage have to do with me?
只要能够把神的话和我们自己联系起来，我们的心灵才能够得到光照。
Only if we connect God's word with our own life, can our hearts become illuminated.
我们心里的深处才能够被触摸。
And the depths of our heart can be touched.
说我们里面的罪能才能够得到释放。
And only then can our hidden sins be liberated.
我们的生命才能改变。
And our lives change.
所以我们这样学圣经呢，也会增加你兴趣，也不会感到枯燥，也会更加有意义。
Reading the Bible this way is much more interesting, and you will never find it boring. And also, it is a more meaningful way to learn it.
下面我要说的这个要学的功课，第二点就是要抵挡试探，不要忘记自己的软弱。
And the second point is to we need to resist temptation and not forget our own weaknesses.
蛇为什么要选择引诱夏娃呢？
Why did the serpent choose to tempt Eve?
我不知道大家有没有听过这个歇后语。
I don't know what if you have heard of this saying.
叫做狮子专捡软的捏。
Take the soft person.
我读小学的时候，我们班里面有一个男生。
When I was in primary school, there was a boy.
好打架，非常厉害。
Who loved fighting and bullying other students.
常常欺负这个别的同学。
He he kept on bullying other students.
但班里面有两个同学他不敢欺负。
But there were two other students who didn't beat.
因为那两个同学对他更非他厉害。
Because those two were stronger than him.
他就是专拣好欺负的来欺负。
He always take the easy one, the soft piece.
这就是说，狮子专拣软的捏的意思。
That's the meaning of the Chinese saying, "Take a soft person."
所以魔鬼选择夏娃做他试探的第一个对象，也不是没有原因的。
Therefore, the devil takes Eve to come for temptation for some reason.
是因为他在这边的软弱，也可能就被这个魔鬼早就知道了。
Because you already knew of her weaknesses.
如果我们信徒对神的话不熟悉明了，又不在乎，又不肯认真追求
，if a believer does not understand God's word at all and has no heart to pursue it.
或者在良善的市场渐渐的后退松懈
then, spiritually it was like that.
虽然是在表面上不被人知道但是我想魔鬼绝不会假装不知道
although on the surface other people might not know it but the devil will surely know it
所以他也不会放过任何可以猎取你作为他猎物的机会
and he would not give up any chance to hold you captive
我们知道夏娃他的软弱不仅是他对神的话不坚定
We know that Eve's weakness is not only on the uncertainty about God's word.
并且他还有他这个眼目的情欲
But also on the lust of her eyes.
刚才说了说他加了一句说也不可摸
In chapter 3 verse 3 she added must not touch.
你想这个他加这话意思你如果一个孩子给妈妈告状说妈妈这个爸爸说了我不可以摸这个玩具
So this is just like a child telling his mother that said that I cannot touch this toy.
那说明什么呢
What does this mean?
那说明这个孩子一定要想摸这个玩具，对吧
It implies that this child must want to touch the toy.
所以这个夏娃回答说他加了他不肯摸，就说明他实际上他就想摸。
So when he added this must not touch, it must imply in the heart that she would not touch it too.
还有他就说看见这个树上的果子好多事物也悦人眼目
and in verse 6 it also says when the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye
怎么能悦他的眼目呢
so why is it pleasing to her eye
这也就是他眼目的情欲
it comes from the lust of her eyes
他既然从来没有吃过那树上的果子又怎么知道它是好多食物那是人有智慧呢
Moreover, she hasn't tasted the fruit before. How does she know that it's good for food and for gaining wisdom?
所以在这里呢，这个诱惑呢，一定要通过她眼目的情欲呢，进入她的心思意念。
Therefore, the temptation entered her heart through the lust of her eyes.
但她就接受了这个魔鬼放的意念。当撒旦说：“你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃了日子就明亮了，你们便知道神能知道善恶。”所以夏娃就相信了魔鬼所说的话。他的这心思意念呢，就体现在他的行为上。
The serpent said to the woman, "For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And then Eve believed God, believed the devil's words.
所以他就伸手摘了这个果子就吃了，所以就做了。
And then her thoughts turned into actions, and she took the fruit and ate it.
我们大家都有软弱，我们要应该常常记住这一点。
We all have all type of own weaknesses, and we should always remember this.
我想我们每个人这个因为出生的家庭成长的环境，还有文化的背景不同，我们都有自己的性格、脾气以及对事物的这个看法。
We all grew up in different families, different environments, different cultural backgrounds, and therefore we all have our own personalities, temperament, and
这些有一些是我们的优点，有些可能也就是我们的缺点。
Some of these are our strengths, and some of these are weaknesses.
我们也要知道我们自己的这个邪欲是什么，比方说这个贪心、自私、嫉妒、骄傲等等。
We should also know of the evil desires in our own hearts. For example, like lust, selfishness, jealousy, pride, etc.
我们越能够知道我们自己弱点呢，我们就能够保守我们自己的心。
The more we know about our own weaknesses, the more we can protect our own heart.
不要觉得我们当了基督徒以后，这个撒旦就怕我们了。
You don't think that because we're Christian, the devil is afraid of us.
所以，我这没错。是我们如果对神有信心，对神有信心的话，刚强壮来的时候，撒旦会怕我们。
It is true that when we have faith in God, when we are strong, the devil is afraid of us.
但是，如果我们软弱的时候，撒旦就会利用这个机会来攻击我们。
But when we are weak, the devil will always take a chance to tempt us.
其实沙袋有时候呢会就是因为我们当我们顺利的时候 当我们骄傲自大的时候，他也会让我们犯罪。
But the devil will also tempt us when we are successful, when we are proud.
所以上经也常常提醒我们说，这个魔鬼呢，就像吼叫的狮子，遍地游翔，寻找可吞噬的人。
The Bible also reminds us that the devil prowls like a roaring lion, trying to find someone to devour.
对，夏娃失败第二个原因呢，就是他回答了魔鬼的话。
The other reason for Eve sinning was that she answered the devil's question.
他回答了魔鬼所问的问题，没有拒绝他，没有说不理睬他，反而对他来交谈。
She answered his question and did not reject it and ignore it.
我们可以看出这个从这个经文看出，就是说这个魔鬼引诱夏娃的是主见逐步这个渐进的。
In this passage, we can see that the devil trying to tempt Eve in a step-by-step manner.
首先呢，他设法和他交谈接近，然后呢，激动他的贪欲和骄傲。
First, he tried to talk to her, tried to get closer, and then he tried to arouse her lust and her pride.
使他能够这个放胆的尝试犯罪，最后呢，陷入这个他的诡计之中。
And then tried to make her sin by giving him and.At the end, she did stop with his trap.
所以我如果你要从这个第三节来看，似乎这个夏娃和这个魔鬼最初在交谈的时候，他对这个善恶树好像还有点距离。
From chapter 3, verse 3, we can see that when Eve first talked to the serpent, they seem to be some distance away from the tree of life.
因为他这个回答说，他说唯有园当中那棵树上的果子。
Because she answered the tree in the middle of the garden.
说明他还说明园当中，说明还不在当中。
So it seems that they were not under the tree at the time.
但到第六节，我们就知道他就是个离这个树间很近。
But then in verse 6, we know that they were pretty close to the tree.
可能当时一定就走到这个树下的。
Probably just under it.
所以说要吃那个果子，把伸手摘下来就可以吃。
Therefore, when she tried to eat the tree, she can just take it from the tree easily.
我想他们当时可能是边走边谈，就不知不觉就到了这个树下面。
结果，I think they must be walking or talking。
所以，可见我们若不严格拒绝这魔鬼所送来的第一个意念，那我们就已经开始失败了。
Therefore, if we do not reject firmly the very first evil thoughts from the devil, then we are on our way to failure。
若我们在我们心中给这个魔鬼一点点的立足之地，我们就可以呢，就可能就很有可能被他这个一点一点全部占据。
Therefore, if we allow just a very small foothold to the devil, then
我们就会在不知不觉中把他会把每一个东西、每一个人和每一个这个恶念送到我们心中，直到我们被他这个缠在这个罪恶之中无法解脱。
You can unknowingly put anything or a person or maybe some evil thoughts in our heart until we are in sin and cannot escape.
这个试探其实并不是罪。
Although temptation is not sin.
如果我们让试探停留在我们心中，不立即拒绝，那么这个试探就会在我们心里，就利用我们心中的私欲呢，就可以怀着胎来生出罪来。
But if we let this temptation stay in our heart and do not refuse it immediately, then the desire will conceive and give birth to sin.
那试探来临最好办法是什么呢？
那么，What do we do when temptation comes?
我想最好办法就是逃避，就是远离。
The first thing to do is to flee.
这个圣经中间有两个例子是值得我们一个是值得我们效仿的。
There are two examples in the Bible, one of them suitable for our imitation.
就是约瑟。
And it's Joseph's example.
就是当他被他主人这个护卫长波提法这个妻子引诱的时候，他就逃跑了。
When the wife of his master, Potiphar's wife, tried to tempt him.
那虽然他被乳腺坐牢，但是最后呢，还是忙神的旨意，让他做成了这个埃及的宰相。
Although he was put in jail, but God was pleased by his acts and made him a ruler over all Egypt.
还有一个例子我想举，就是说，我们知道这个引以为戒的就是这个大卫。
Another example that gives us a stern warning is David.
当时他看到这个八十八洗澡的时候，他没有跑，反而让人把他叫来。
When he So that she was standing on the rooftop, eating her food.
结果呢，就犯了这个奸淫罪，惹神愤怒。
But he called for her and committed adultery and made God very angry.
他的家呢和以色列也为此付出了代价。
And for this, he his own family and the whole Israel paid the price.
下面我要谈这个第三个我们要学的功课，就是要遵守神所设立的次序，不要超越我们自己的角色。
And the final point I want to make is we have to respect the order set by God and not going away from our own role. 是吧？
我想先谈一谈这个夏娃，就是使者。
I would like to first talk about Eve's role.
因为二章十八节耶和华说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
In Genesis 3:18, it says, "The Lord God said, 'It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make him helper suitable for him.'"
神在这里清楚地告诉我们说，他造这个夏娃的目的是要他来帮助亚当。
God very clearly tells us that the reason for him to create Eve was to help Adam.
所以他的角色呢，就是说是当亚当一个好帮手，一个贤内助。
So the role of Eve was to be a very good assistant to Adam.
所以夏娃也应该很清楚知道这一点。
He should very know this point very well.
所以当神对他发问题的时候，他就忘记了自己的角色，把亚当撇在一边，就抢房子，立刻上去就回答。
Therefore, when the German officer, she forgot her own role and then tried to answer without Adam's help.
并不能说说我们姐妹就不需要回答别人的问题，对吧？
It's not like sisters should not answer to other people's questions.
因为这个我们知道看，这不是一个小问题。
Because this is this question is not a small question.
这是关于就是谁说的要生死的一个大问题。
Because this question of the servant is a question of life and death.
更何况他自己对这个神的话掌握的还是不准确。
More than she wasn't sure about God's mind.
因此他应该先和这个亚当来商量，让亚当去回答这个问题的话。但是他呢自作主张在神的面前显出他看他自己是多么的能干有多么的有才华，不需要和亚当商量他就可以来回答。
But, she took it to her own and tried to show how smart she was, and so she did not discuss with Adam.
所以他迈出了第一步，他就收不回来，就越走越远。
She took her son and then didn't go back.
所以他三章六节说，于是那女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可爱的，那生人有智慧，就摘下果子吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
In chapter 3, verse 6, it says, When the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it.She also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it.
对的，他接着不仅敢说又敢做。
She not only can answer the servant's question, she also is also willing to put into action.
我看着好像就是点亮了女强人。
I think this is like a very strong woman.
说刚才没有和丈夫商量就抢先回答，现在没有丈夫商量就把果子摘下吃了。
She answered the call having any discussion with her husband and also take actions before
不仅自己吃也让亚当吃
before having her husband the fruit, so she gave it for herself and also gave it to her husband
不仅自己犯罪也让亚当犯罪
She said and also make Adam sin
我不知道他是想拉一个自己犯罪和拉一个垫背
I don't know what she wants to have another person to sin with her
但是这给我们姐妹一个提醒，就是我们要遵守神所设立的次序。
But I think this gives us a reminder that sisters that we should respect the orders of our God.
神造女人是要当配角，所以我们要甘心当好自己的角色，要甘心在家里边当第二把手。
God created women to be a helper to men, and so women should be should play their role in the family.
所以呢，帮助丈夫配合丈夫来处理家里的事务。
And help husband to in family matters.
许多重大事情要和丈夫多商量。
And in many important matters, the wife should discuss with husband.
特别是一些主要的问题，要让丈夫来决定。
And especially for important decisions, the final decision should go to the husband.
更不要在夫妻两个人没有达成这个共识之前呢，就贸然行动。
And it's important for the wife to take action on her own when there's no consensus between the husband and wife.
我承认在很多时候，这个先生的意见不一定是正确的。
I agree that a lot of times the views of the husband is not right.
即使是这样，我觉得太太也应该把自己的理由提出来，让先生来辩解。
But even then, I think the wife should make the views known to the husband.
如果先生不同意，我觉得你们可以把这个问题放下来，彼此祷告，来这个在神的面前耐心等候。
And if the husband does not agree, then they should pray about it together and wait for them.
也绝对千万不要在这个先生这个反对的情况下呢一意孤行。
I think it is improper for the wife to take action on their own when the husband opposes.
有一些姐妹我觉得可能非常执着。
I know there are a few, maybe there are a few wives who are stubborn.
先生越不同意他就偏要那样做。
The more the husband disagrees, the more they want to do something.
结果呢就引起先生不满就会造成了夫妻的不和。
And then the action caused the husband to feel dissatisfied and this also caused a bit.
其实商经里边有好多次提到，就是说这个男人是女人的头。
The Bible actually also mentions a couple of times that the man is the head of the woman.
保罗在以弗所书五章二十三节说，丈夫是妻子的头，如同教会基督是教会的头。
Paul said in Ephesians, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church.
我想这个基督是教会的头，我们大家比较容易明白。
It is easier to understand Christ being the head of the church.
但丈夫如何是妻子的头呢？
But how do you understand the husband being the head of the wife?
特别是在今天这个高举这个女权运动的今天，这样的教会是不是让人很难接受？
This teaching is particularly hard to say, because the statement wouldn't be saying higher and higher about today.
所以积极来说，说丈夫是妻子的头有两方面的意思。
Positively speaking, the husband being the head of the wife has two meanings.
一方面是在属灵的生活上
The first is in spiritual life.
在属灵的生活上丈夫这个应当在家里来做头
The husband should take the leadership.
这并不是说丈夫的言行一定要比妻子好
It doesn't really mean that the husband is more mature spiritually than the wife.
乃至说在这个灵性的生活上丈夫在家中应该有领导作用在家中灵修敬拜属灵事务等方面丈夫应该领导全家
But it means that in the family, in organizing the morning study, the worship, or the planning, the husband should take the proactive and leadership.
第二方面是指的我们家庭在社会的地位上。
And the second point is reflected in the role of family within society.
在神的计划中，人类的社会是以男性为中心的社会。
In God's plan, human society is led by men.
任何其他的方式呢都不是自然的
It is a natural otherwise
因此在这个社会中丈夫应该做头来代表家庭
Therefore in human societies men are the head of households
一般对社会的责任对外面是代表家庭应该是丈夫而不是妻子
And it is the responsibility to represent the family to the outside world
当然丈夫做妻子并不是说丈夫高高在上可以把妻子当作奴仆来使唤
Of course it doesn't mean that The man being the head of her wife doesn't mean that the husband is much higher up.
上面也教导我们丈夫应当爱妻子，就像爱教会，基督爱教会。
The Bible also teaches us to the husband should love her, his wife, just like Christ of the church.
所以这个夫妻应该是互为伴侣，那么两人就应该是平等对待，互相尊重，也互相体谅。
So husband and wife should treat each other equally with respect and understanding.
我们看了这个夏娃的实质，那么下面再看一看亚当有没有实质。
And we should also look at Adam's mistakes.
有，因为他没有当好自己的角色，尽自己责任。
Adam did not fulfill his own role in the family.
这个刚才我们已经提到，就是说耶和华造夏娃的目的，就是要造一个配偶来帮助他。
We just mentioned that the purpose of God to create Eve was to create a helper for Adam.
亚当也应该很清楚，夏娃在家里边角色呢就是配角，而他自己呢是家里的头，他应该负主要责任的。
Adam should know very well that Eve's role was a helper, and he should take the leadership.
所以神既然已经赋予了他们看守果园的责任，也清楚地告诉他们该应当怎么做。他就应当按照神的吩咐，就应当承担起责任。
Therefore, since God has given them the job of taking care of the garden and giving them careful instructions, therefore he should take the leadership role in.
但是他作为丈夫呢，作为家里边头呢，没有尽到这个责任，是严重的失职。
But as the head of the family, he did not fulfill his role.
所以有三个方面的失职。
And this can be shown in the following
way. 第一个失职，他没有制止这个夏娃和蛇交谈。
The first mistake was that he did not stop Eve from talking to the serpent.
在夏娃和回答的时候，把神的话修改的时候，他应该马上就应该制止，马上应该给你纠正。
When he replied the serpent, he should have stopped her immediately.
因为这个，神其实从上下这么看的是，神对说的说的这二章十七节，神说你只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。这句话是在创造夏娃以前说的。
In verse 17, in 2:17, God told him, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die. And this is what God told him before he made Eve.
所以夏娃知道神的话，有可能就是说，一个就是说是亚当告诉他的。
And therefore, because Eve knew of God's word,
也可能是神亲自告诉他的。
She probably knew it learning from Adam or.
但不管怎么样，亚当应该很清楚神的话。
But no matter how, Adam should be very clear about God's command.
因为当这个夏娃说话，刚开始引用这个话有差的时候，他应该马上就应该去制止。
Therefore, when he misspoke God's command, Adam should have stopped her immediately.
这不是一件小事情。
This is no small matter.
作为一家之主，作为一个属灵方面代表人，他就应该不能不管。
As a head of household and spiritual leader, he should not ignore it and stand aside.
他更不应该站在旁边袖手旁观任其发展。
He should not stand aside and let it develop on its own.
如果他在一开始，我们可以想象，如果他在一开始就制止他，下午就不可能就越走越远。
When you think about it, he had stopped in the beginning, then he would not have walked away with the serpent.
第二个事实就是说，当下午看见树上的苹果悦人眼目。其实要摘的时候，亚当没有制止。
The second mistake was not stopping Eve from eating the fruit.
还有第三个是就是说，他就吃了夏娃所摘的苹果。
The first mistake was that he ate the fruit that Eve gave him.
所以夏娃给他的时候，他没有说 no, thanks, thank you. 然后他还是说接了，就自己就吃了。
When Eve gave him the fruit, he did not say no, thank you, but he took it and ate it as well.
为什么我们要想一想，为什么这个亚当没有制止夏娃呢？
We have to think about why Adam did not stop Eve from eating the fruit.
是不是他有患有这气管炎？
这是个bronchitis。
我小的时候我还不太理解气管炎这个词。
When I was young, I didn't know what bronchitis means.
天天有人说那个人是气管炎。
And I always thought people think that this man has a bronchitis.
我好像不理解，看见那个人好像身体好好又不咳嗽，怎么是气管炎？
I don't understand what bronchitis means because this the man was together with healthy.
所以以后才知道是说你这个怕了咳，气质管太严就是气管炎。
And then after a while, I started understanding bronchitis in Chinese sounds a lot like a severe one.
但是我们从这个上下文看，好像。亚当没有得这个病。
And from the passage, it doesn't look like Adam has this disease.
也有人可能说是亚当也想吃苹果，只是他不敢去，所以怕神的惩罚，所以夏娃出来出头露面的时候，正好合了他的心意。
Maybe Adam wants to eat the fruit too, and therefore when he tries to eat it, it actually.Satisfied the design in his own heart as well, so he did not stop her.
但是我们从上经这个上下文来看，好像亚当没有这个预言。
But from the passage in the Bible, it seems that Adam did not have this hope.
如果他有预言的话，神也会去引诱他。
If he does, the devil could have tempted him also.
保罗也在提摩太前书二章十四节，他写的说：“且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱，陷在罪里。”
Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:14, and Adam was not the one deceived, it was the woman who was deceived.
所以亚当他心里还是很清楚，这个知道吃了这个果子，结果就会死。
So Adam knew clearly about God's command that he would surely die if he ate the fruit.
可能他也知道他所拥有的一切，包括他的妻子夏娃在内， 都是神创造主赐给他的。
The only reason ordered death, including his wife, all came as gifts from God.
他应该这个说服神才对。
He just obeyed God's command.
但是他最后呢，却采取了这个谦卑的态度。
But at the end, he compromised.
他的默许的妻子呢，违背上帝的命令。
And allowed his wife to disobey God.
那最后呢，他也就是同流合污，不仅吃了这个，就吃了不可吃的果子，一起来背叛神。
And at the end, he took upon him too and ate the forbidden fruit.
那么我们想，为什么亚当这么做呢？我想亚当他爱妻子呢，超过了爱神。
I think Adam's love for his wife exceeds his love for God.
其实我们从刚才学的圣经第二章二十三节看到，他确实很爱夏娃。
Actually, from the today's scripture reading, we also know that Adam actually loved.
他是把当作是，他把他当作骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He described her as bone from my bone, flesh from my flesh.
他以前呢，他一个人，他有点孤单。
He was alone before.
那么神创造夏娃以后呢，他有了帮手，也给他带了这个莫大的安慰。
But after God created Eve, not only was she a very great helper, she also brings great comfort to us.
这两人一样生活了这么一段，可能生活得也很开心。
He must be having very happy and great life with
her. 如果他要制止夏娃，夏娃要是不高兴和他。分开或者离家出走该怎么办、
？If God, if he might want to be separated from him or leave the family, then how, then what should he do?
所以呢，他就纵容夏娃所做错的。
And then when she, he let, she do what she wanted.
结果就让罪恶进入他们这个家庭，也毁掉了夏娃。
And soon ended the family and destroyed Eve.
也毁掉了他自己。
And also himself.
如果他真爱夏娃，他就不希望夏娃犯罪走向灭亡。
And if really, if he really loved Eve, he would not have wanted Eve to sin.
如果他真的爱夏娃，他就应该制止夏娃，带领夏娃脱离诱惑。
And if he really loved Eve, he would have stopped. He should have stopped her.
其实他迁就夏娃，不是真正的爱夏娃。他这样做，结果是害了夏娃。
He tried to please Eve, but in the end, this is not the right way to love her. In the end, it only hurts her.
这个告诉我们一个什么问题呢？
So what does this tell us?
说如果家庭的爱，夫妻之间的爱，只有建立在爱神的基础上。
Therefore, love in the family, between husband and wife can only be built upon God's love.
只有建立在爱神的基础上，才有这个坚实的基础。
So only this type of life.This kind of love has a strong foundation.
也才能经历起这个时间的考验。
Only this kind of love can stand the test of time.
这才是真正的爱。
And only this is true love.
所以我们这个劝我们中间的弟兄们。
Therefore, I commend to you, brothers.
如果你真想爱你的妻子。
If you really want to love your wives.
让你妻子的爱，让你们之间这个夫妻的爱有坚固的基础。
To have strong foundations for your love.
让你们的爱能够建立起这个时间的考验。
So that you can stand the test of time.
那么你首先要好好的爱神。
Then you should first love God.
让这个神的话，让神的爱能够带领你当好这个家庭的头。
And that God's word and His love leads you to be a good head of the house.
要爱你的妻子，爱你家人，爱你的邻居。
To love your wife, children, and your neighbors.
所以我在翻过来要劝我们这个姐妹。
And in the other way, I always want to commend.
所以你要觉得要让你这个先生要真正的爱你，那么你就要让你先生好好的来爱神的话语。
And if you really want your husband to love you, you should let your husband love the word of God first.
最后让我们看一下这个这第一个家庭的犯罪所带来的后果。
Family does look at the consequence of sin.
在他们犯罪以前呢，他们的关系是美好的。
Before they sinned, the relationship was good.
这个二章二十五节说，当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
In 2:25, it says the man and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame.
他们在犯罪以后呢，就完全变了。
After the fall, the relationship, everything was changed.
第一个，他们是与神的关系变了。
First, the relationship with God was changed.
他们有这个罪恶的这经验。他们有怕羞的感觉，就躲避神的面。
They have this feeling of sin and shame, and they try to hide from God.
第二个，他夫妻的关系变了。
Secondly, the relationship between husband and wife changed.
他们从前他们是彼此相爱。
before they insult each other.
他误解呢是彼此埋怨责怪。
But now they try to put the blame on each other.
他推卸责任。
Try to put the blame on each other.
亚当这个对上帝说，他说你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她拿树上的果子给我吃，我就吃了。
Because Adam said, the woman you put near with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it.
所以他就将这个犯罪的责任呢推到这个女人身上。
He tried to put the responsibility on Eve.
那夏娃呢？夏娃把这个责任推给蛇。
And then the woman he tried to put the blame on the serpent.
他就说这个是把蛇引诱我就吃了。
And she said the serpent deceived me and ate.
那么第三个呢，就是把罪带给后代，带给人类。
Thirdly,
we also brought sin to the offspring. 那么同时呢，罪恶呢进入世界，也苦难也临到了我们人间，死亡也就成了我们人生的结局。
And then sin entered the world, and suffering entered the world, and the death becomes the end of life.
这个故事呢，结束了。
And the story ended here.
这看起来好像像是一个悲剧。
And it looked like it only looked like a tragedy.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
他就他的独生子耶稣基督赐给我们。
And he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, to us.
叫一切信他的人不得灭亡，反得永生。
So that all those who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
只要我们相信他们，谁就能赦免我们的罪，赐给我们永生。
Therefore, if we believe in him, then he can forgive our sins and give us eternal life.
只要我们依靠他，只要我们跟着他，他就会帮助我们。
Therefore, if we believe and rely on him, then he will help us.
他就会坚固我们的信心。
He will help us to have a strong faith.
让我们在这个婚姻家庭生活中能够遵守神的诫命，能够抵挡试探。
He will help us to obey God's command, His command in daily life to resist temptations.
所以能够吃好我们自己的角色，我们要做一个好丈夫、好妻子。
And hold true to our own responsibilities to be a good husband and a good wife.
好，那我们一起来祷告。
So let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你创造我们。
We have been Father, we thank you because you have created us.
我们也谢谢你设立婚姻家庭。
And we also give thanks to you because you have created families and marriage.
你的本意是要让我们进入我们的婚姻家庭，让我们能够彰显你的荣耀。
Your original purpose was to bring glory to you through our families.
但是我们知道我们人都是软弱的。
You all know that, but we know that we are all weak.
我们会常常遇到好多的试探。
And many times we face different temptations.
就是求主借着今天你们所学的再次温习夏娃和亚当这个例子来提醒我们。
Lord, when you use this example of the passage that we read today between Adam and Eve to remind us.
让我们能够来愿意追求神的话语，能够把你的道存在我们心里。
That we can treasure your word into our own hearts.
让我们行事为人能够按照你的吩咐去做。
So that whatever we do, we follow your commands.
让我们能够不离弃你的真道。
So that we will not deviate from your word.
也让我们能够记住我们自己的丈夫做丈夫或做妻子的角色。
We also pray that you will help us to be a good husband.
让我们夫妻彼此相爱。
So that we can love each other.
让我们一起携手来建立一个美好的合神心意的家庭。
So that we can build Christ-centered family that is pleasing to you.
我们这里感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.